Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Psychology of Totalitarianism by Matthias Desmet, is a work of political psychology and cultural criticism that examines how totalitarian systems emerge not only through state power, but through collective psychological conditions. Drawing on Desmet's concept of mass formation, the book argues that loneliness, anxiety, a loss of meaning, and social fragmentation can make populations unusually susceptible to group narratives, censorship, and conformity. Rather than treating totalitarianism as a rare historical accident, Desmet frames it as a recurring pattern linked to modern mechanistic thinking and the belief that human rationality can fully control society. The book is not a conventional history of dictatorship. Instead, it investigates the emotional and intellectual climate that allows authoritarian structures to take hold. Its purpose is diagnostic as well as critical to help readers recognize the conditions that weaken independent judgment and to consider what kind of cultural and philosophical shift might restore human autonomy, ethical awareness, and open speech. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mass formation as the psychological engine of collective conformity. The book's central idea is mass formation, a process Desmet describes as a kind of collective hypnosis that narrows attention and weakens critical judgment. In this framework, people do not simply obey because of force. They become emotionally absorbed in a shared narrative that offers relief from uncertainty and social alienation. Desmet treats this as a psychological mechanism rather than a purely political one, which is why the book places so much emphasis on loneliness, fear, and discontent. The significance of this concept is that it explains why populations can support policies or institutions that may not serve their real interests. Mass formation does not require everyone to be equally convinced, only enough people to surrender their skepticism and reinforce the dominant story. This makes the phenomenon durable and self-reinforcing. The book uses this idea to argue that totalitarianism grows not just from manipulation at the top, but from emotional needs at the level of the crowd. Secondly, loneliness, meaninglessness, and anxiety as the social conditions of susceptibility. A major strength of the book is its insistence that totalitarian susceptibility begins in everyday life. Desmet links the rise of mass formation to social isolation, a lack of meaningful connection, and the experience of work or routine as empty and purposeless. These conditions generate free-floating anxiety and frustration, which then seek an object or narrative to organize them. In that sense, the book is not only about governments or media systems. It is also about the lived emotional experience of modern societies. This helps explain why people may welcome rigid collective explanations during periods of instability. They temporarily reduce internal tension by giving it direction. Desmet's analysis is useful because it shifts attention away from abstract ideology alone and toward the emotional vulnerabilities that make ideology effective. The implication is that authoritarian movements often succeed where social bonds are weak, meaning is depleted, and people are already psychologically fatigued before political conflict intensifies. Thirdly, from mechanistic science to a total control mentality, Desmet argues that totalitarianism is connected to a mechanistic worldview that treats reality as fully controllable through calculation, technique, and reductionist thinking. He does not reject science, but he questions the cultural habit of extending scientific method into a total explanation of human life. In his view, when societies begin to believe that everything important can be measured, managed, and optimized, they become vulnerable to systems that favor control over judgment and living relationships. This argument gives the book a distinctive philosophical dimension. It suggests that totalitarianism is not only a political failure, but also an intellectual one, rooted in a narrow picture of what human beings are and how social life works. By connecting authoritarianism to modern scientism and technological control, the book broadens the discussion beyond propaganda or surveillance. It asks whether a society that overvalues certainty, prediction, and efficiency may unintentionally prepare itself for forms of domination that present themselves as rational problem solving. Fourthly, mass media and propaganda as the infrastructure that sustains the system. The book emphasizes that mass formation can begin spontaneously, but it cannot survive without ongoing reinforcement through propaganda and mass media. This is an important distinction because it explains why totalitarian systems are not maintained by coercion alone. They depend on a continual circulation of narratives that stabilize the emotional state of the population and exclude dissenting perspectives. Desmet's account places media at the center of political psychology. Media are not just transmitters of information, but mechanisms that shape perception, focus fear, and normalize collective behavior. In his model, the media environment helps transform temporary emotional panic into a social structure that feels inevitable and morally justified. The point is not simply that media can lie, but that repeated messaging can create a social atmosphere in which alternative interpretations become difficult to imagine. This makes the book especially concerned with the fragility of public discourse when one narrative dominates and disagreement is treated as a threat rather than adamocratic. Necessity. Lastly, Truth, Speech, and a Post-Mechanistic Path Out of Cultural Impasse, the book does not stop at diagnosis. It also asks what a way out might look like. Desmet argues that the answer to fear and uncertainty is not greater technological control, but a deeper rethinking of human identity, social life, and truthfulness. He presents truth speech as a vital human capacity, meaning speech that remains faithful to reality rather than serving collective illusion. This is tied to his broader claim that current crises cannot be solved by the same worldview that produced them. Instead, societies need a different foundation, one that values ethical self-awareness, openness, and genuine human connection over mechanical control. The practical importance of this idea is that resistance to totalitarian tendencies is not only institutional, it is also cultural and moral. People must learn to preserve inner independence, speak honestly, and resist the temptation to trade freedom for emotional security. That makes the ending of the book more constructive than many political critiques, because it proposes a form of renewal rather than only warning about decline. In conclusion, The Psychology of Totalitarianism will be most valuable to readers interested in political psychology, modern authoritarianism, social theory, media criticism, and the cultural roots of mass behavior. It is especially relevant for readers who want a framework for understanding why populations sometimes embrace conformity. Fear-driven narratives and expanding systems of control even when those systems limit freedom. The book offers an intellectual benefit by connecting psychological vulnerability to political outcomes, showing how loneliness, anxiety, and loss of meaning can become historically consequential. Its practical value lies in sharpening attention to the social conditions that make people more receptive to manipulation. What sets it apart from many books in the same genre is its emphasis on mass formation as a psychological process rather than a purely ideological one. Instead of focusing only on leaders, institutions, or historical events, Desmet looks at the emotional ecology that allows authoritarian structures to grow. That broader lens gives the book a distinctive place in contemporary debates about censorship, public consent, and the fragility of critical thought. If you would like to support Matthias Desmet, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.